Welcome, Dave Hansen.
Thank you, Clark. Happy to be here. I'm not sure. Are we in week one again? It sure feels like it, but I'm sure we'll jump right into the swing of things. No problem.
Once again, the thermometer cannot figure out what direction to go, and as a result, we have a mixed bag of weather this evening. Regardless, it would take a lot more than just some rain in the forecast, but a damper on homecoming festivities in the thumb of Michigan.
All to be expected if you were born and raised in Michigan. You got to be prepared for all weather, and so far, the homecoming crew is right on point.
The USA Patriots enter the final week of the regular season with a record of 3-2. They lost two close ones to Lakers and Cassidy, but were able to put all the pieces in place against Vassar last week, shutting them out 45-0. Now they hope to continue that momentum on the road at Harbor Beach.
Absolutely. They're playing well, and Gettle has really settled in that quarterback position, really added dimension to that team.
On the other hand, the Harbor Beach Pirates also enter tonight's game with a 3-2 record, but a journey similar to a Detroit Tigers' Todd Jones ninth inning. They've seen some highs, they've seen some lows. Now they hope to close out the regular season with a win at home.
No question about it. Trying to build that momentum heading into the playoffs is key for the USA Patriots.
Coming up in the next 55 minutes, we'll look at our other area games, host our media roundtable, and take a deep dive in the game of the week. USA at Harbor Beach in the sixth and final week of the 2020 regular season. It's all right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services. The playoffs start next week. Just one game before. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight from Harbor Beach, Michigan. It's all coming up in the next 52 minutes until kickoff.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Did you know that reaching for an object while driving increases your chances of crashing by eightfold? Or that texting while driving makes an accident 23 times more likely? October is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and Thumb Cellular wants you to be aware of those scary statistics. While waiting until you're parked is the safest way to use your phone, a hands-free device can keep your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. All month, Thumb Cellular is offering 10 to 25% off all hands-free accessories to help you drive safer. Yes, even on Apple AirPods. In addition to those safe driving specials, you can upgrade to a new smartphone and get a $50 credit or add a new line and get a $100 credit. Plus, save on select iPhone XR and iPhone 11 models while supplies last. For more details, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Don't forget your mask. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are valid through October 31st, 2020. Smartphone discounts and account credits require a 2-year contract.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
2020 has made us think about some things that we never thought possible or even necessary in our lives. And even with all the unknowns in the world right now, one thing we know for certain, when it comes to healthcare, you know where to go. For the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art 3D mammography, you know where to go. For 5-star service in the cleanest hospital in the state of Michigan. For primary care, whether it's in Bad Axe, Elkton, Caseville, Pigeon, or Sebring, you know where to go. For walk-in care and fast care, open 362 days a year. For a certified trauma 4 medical center, award-winning pediatrics, cardiac, pulmonary, and physical rehabilitation. For 3 senior living communities, 4 pharmacies, diabetes education, respiratory therapy, or specialty care like cardiology, podiatry, urology, orthopedics, general surgery, and ears, nose, and throat. For whatever you need in healthcare, there's only one place to go. Sure. Better health, better life. So, do you know where to go? You sure do. Are you sure?
Whether you are living in the home you always dreamed of or the first version of it, make sure it's protected with the right coverage. Don't let just anyone protect your dreams. Insure your home with Auto Owners. Your independent agent, Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, will help you choose the right coverage so you can be certain that you're protected. At Auto Owners, we offer compatible rates and coverages that can be tailored to your special needs. Call Albert Insurance Agency, your local independent agency representing Auto Owners in Harbor Beach and Port Hope.
Hi, this is Kayla from Albert Insurance Agency. Let us help with all your insurance needs. Call us in Port Hope at 428-4113 or in Harbor Beach at 479-0143.
Tonight's presentation of the WLEW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Settler, the top of the thumb. Dia Services of Cassidy for all of your grain handling needs. Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Vanax. Rainey's Honey Center, 269 Guns. The Huron Daily Tribune, home of the Prep Zone. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Huron Auto Parts, Bayport State Bank. Elber Insurance Agency, USA Schools, Think USA. Ensure health, better health. Better life. Are you sure? Internet services are provided by Agar Valley Services on the blazing speed of their TrueNet 4G wireless network. Go to agarvalleyservices.com for broadband internet that you can count on. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. In perhaps the most iconic football seasons for all the wrong reasons in state history, we have made it to the week number 9 of the MHSA regular season. It may have been a bit of a strange journey, but we can now see the edge of the woods in front of us, and there is a plenty of science and data-driven decisions being made each and every day. We started the year off with a smattering of fans, and now that may be putting it a little too generously. But as the season progressed, the stands have filled in, and we finally got some of that one-of-a-kind Friday Night Lights atmosphere back in our souls. Speaking of being back, it's great to have my 9-year broadcast partner back at my side. That'd be Dave Hansen.
Wow, what a messed up season it's been. You nailed it right on the head, Clark. But I am happy to be back, and I can't believe the playoffs are right around the corner. It feels like we just got started.
No kidding. And Dave, you unfortunately had to miss one of the most action-packed and thrilling finishes that I can remember over the last decade of broadcasting. Of course, we're talking about the final minutes of that USA-Cassidy game 2 weeks ago, where we saw 3 touchdowns in 3 lead changes, all happened within about 60 seconds of each other.
Yeah, it was a wild finish, and I got to listen to it at home, and it was definitely a game that I wish I could have been there for, and a heck of a win by Cass City, because that certainly puts them at the top of the West, and deservedly so. You're the best until somebody beats you, and USA brought it heavy, but couldn't quite get the job done.
To our far left would normally be our director of sports information, Doug Cole. He is off tonight, so he'll rejoin us next week wherever the playoffs may take us. So taking his place is one of the people that makes this broadcast a reality on the other 6 days of the week, and that'd be Mark McConnell. All of our macro-enabled and advanced Excel sheets that make our broadcast happen are a compilation effort between Mark and myself. It's nice to have him back in the booth again, and this time a bit warmer than the last time.
Absolutely. Last time he was at a crazy cold game, and on top of that, he's quite the golfer. I got to set up a tee time with him this next summer.
He is actually the former state champion in the left-hander tournament of Michigan.
That's
so
right.
He's the number one left-handed golfer.
And I knew he was a left-hander because he gets up here once a year to play one of the local courses with your brother. I always get a chance to catch up with him. So glad to have him here tonight.
On our other side and other flank is our world-renowned director of visual data. That'd be Dan Banky. It's nice to have our eagle-eyed spotter back with us, and as a result, a better final product for our listeners.
Oh, no question about it. As a former player and someone that is a very used to running the T offense, even though it's been a few years. He obviously helps locate that football a lot easier and is in our ears the whole game. It's great to have him here.
Yes, indeed. And our director of game data analytics, Rochelle Ramsey, is not able to join us tonight due to prior engagements. So we have dusted off a name that may sound familiar to a few of our longtime listeners, and that would be Kayla O'Neill. Too bad it wasn't last week, though. Many moons ago, we threw Kayla on air for her prediction.